Tonight, you voted for action, not politics as usual.
President Obama gets four more years, but he's also once again facing a divided Congress. Joining us live, Jim Vandehei, executive editor of Politico. Jim, good morning. A fascinating election day 2012. What's your takeaway?
Good morning. I agree. Fascinating night. My takeaway is that Republicans have a huge, huge, huge diversity problem on their hands. If you look at those exit polls, it tells you exactly what the Obama campaign thought, and it tells you exactly what the reality of America today is. Barack Obama won Hispanics by 40 points. He won Asians by 50 points. He won African Americans by 87 percentage points. There's just no math formula in politics today that gets Republicans into the presidency in future elections until they figure out a way to reconnect with minority groups. Each election, that share of the vote, that is white voters, continues to shrink, and that is the base, the only base of the Republican Party, and they paid a dear, dear price for it last night because in almost every swing state, yes, they lost. But they only lost it on the margins. Had they been able to do better with minorities, had they been able to do better with unmarried women, they would have had a very legitimate shot at beating Barack Obama. They didn't. They lost.
They're going to have to change positions on some issues they've really dug their heels in.
The number one issue, and the issue you're talking about, is immigration reform, which has been one of the most divisive issues in American politics for the last 8 years. If you rewind the tape, George Bush, Karl Rove, others wanted to do immigration reform not long ago. Had they done it, it could have been a transformative piece of legislation in politics. George Bush won 44% of the Hispanic vote in 2000. It looks like last night Mitt Romney won less than 30% of the Hispanic vote. There's just no way. The math doesn't work. You can't win 30% of the Latino vote and win national elections, particularly when it's the fastest growing segment in America today. And so Republicans are going to have to find a way to do immigration reform, which isn't the only issue that Hispanics care about. But boy, if you can't get past that one issue, right, you can't have a conversation with that voting bloc about the economy, about social issues, where there could be a marriage of ideas between the Republican Party and Hispanics. But they're not getting there. They're losing ground, not gaining ground.
Let me ask you this. It's the heavy lifting question this morning. If the exit polls tell Republicans what you've just described, and if the president's vote and margin isn't enough to call his victory a mandate, do both sides have a little pressure here to negotiate and work together that maybe didn't exist before?
There's no doubt. Two things. One, that there's going to be pressure on Republicans to do something. The status quo just won't work. John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, in an interview 2 days ago told us he feels because Republicans had a decent night in the House that they would have their own mandate. That's not what the American people said last night. Barack Obama's going to claim a mandate, but if you look, he's going to have a narrow popular vote victory and a decent electoral college win, but really narrow victories in a lot of those swing states. A mandate from the president is what you make of it. George Bush acted as if he had a mandate when he lost the popular vote in 2000 and was able to get some things done. I think the president is going to have a huge incentive to reach out to John Boehner, to reach out to these new senators, and try to find common ground because they don't really have a choice. The payroll tax cut, the Bush tax cuts, sequestration, which is automatic spending cuts that kick in across the board, all of that happens in the lame duck session. That's before the president's even sworn in for his second term.
We're in for some fun, aren't we?
No doubt.
Jim Vandehei from Politico. Thanks so much.
Enjoy the day.